Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Suzanne Paling is back. Suzanne, I know, settle down, folks. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top sales management experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's written all the books on the topic, The Accidental Sales Manager, A Survival Guide, The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And she's been our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. Suzanne Paling, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
You too, Suzanne. Thank you for being here. And you brought a friend with you. Tell us about Suzanne Leak. I mean, Jennifer Leak.
Well, Jennifer and I have been colleagues for years, and we both work with sales leaders to help them make better hires. And so together, we are forming a new podcast called Sales Hiring Straight Talk. And Jennifer and I will be hosting that show.
And she's here right now. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you here, Jennifer and Suzanne. So I want to talk about, we're gonna talk about your podcast as we go along, but I wanna ask you first, Jennifer. When you look out across the landscape, and of course, you guys do a lot of work in an area that is very near and dear to my heart. I started out as a salesman, and I've never stopped as a business owner. I do it every day, and I try to get better every day. And I was trained by some of the best. So this is a really important area of the world for me. And so I congratulate you guys on focusing on it. But Jennifer, when you look out across that landscape, the professional sales landscape, what do you see today? What do you see that you like? What do you see that you're concerned about?
Well, when you say look over at the landscape, I think everybody's in sales. I'm of that philosophy that we're all selling something, even if we don't have the title of salespeople.
And by the way, let me stop. I have not told the folks, Jennifer, and I should have. Jennifer is an award-winning sales manager. She's been to town. She knows what she's talking about. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, I just remember when I was a sales manager that sometimes I would be given people that really couldn't sell. And it wasn't any fault of their own. They just weren't the right personality. And
there are, that's the case, isn't it? We need to recognize that it's not for everybody, is it?
It's not for everybody, and especially if you're trying to teach someone to sell. And I don't think that's different from when I was a sales manager to today, that we meet people, we think just because you're extroverted, you're going to be a great salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case, because there's a lot more components. I think it's even harder to sell today because the customer can be really obnoxious, which I don't think we found it quite that bad when I was regularly in the sales role.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really tough position to have these days.
Yeah. Jennifer, Suzanne, what do you think?
I think that we, as sales managers, I think we think that we are good judges of character, and we read people. It's what we do all day long. And so we think we know who to hire. And often we hire the wrong people, and they, in the end, can't produce for us.
Do you, and of course, now, one of the things I think you guys, I believe you guys probably subscribe to, and that is the testing for this, don't you? You subscribe for, and that's one of the things that you guys are going to do on your podcast, if I'm not mistaken, is help companies understand that as you said, Jennifer, it's not for everyone. Make sure you don't have an abort. Make sure you don't have you don't hire someone, go to all the trouble to find and hire someone, and try to put the square peg into a round hole. What do you think, Jennifer? I mean, Suzanne, what do you think?
Well, I'll answer that first,
well,
and then Jennifer.
Go ahead,
Suzanne. We both think that a pre-employment assessment should be used when hiring. It should be used early in the process before there's some type of an emotional attachment to someone mm-hmm. who might be really friendly or outgoing? Mm-hmm. Do they have all the components, the skills, the traits necessary to be successful in sales?
Jennifer, one of the things that I've known a lot of salespeople over the years. I've known a lot of people who could absolutely bring the business in, but they weren't all that great at detail. And the company got over it because they liked the business, right? And they hired somebody to help with the detail. But you need you kind of need a balance of both of those these days, don't you? Somebody who can do the fundamentals but also bring the business in. What do you think?
Well, I think you can have one of those salespeople. I mean, I've worked with companies where their top salesperson is the rainmaker, but
right.
falls apart. Like you said, they can't dot the I's, cross the T's, bring the contract, or even maintain the business. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
out there hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're looking to add more salespeople, when we're assessing what we're looking for, we usually look at the second best salesperson because they don't want to get rid of their top salesperson, but they don't want a bunch of others because mm-hmm. it's too high maintenance.
That's a really good point. And I've seen that. You're exactly right. That's in any well-developed sales organization, Suzanne, you see that, don't you? A stratification, a hierarchy of sales capability, right?
Definitely. And a good sales staff has a variety of personalities. To add on to what Jennifer said, though, Jim, one of the advantages to assessing someone before you hire them is that you might know in advance they're not good with details. Don't mm-hmm. wait 6 months to find that out.
Right.
Know that going in.
And another thing is, I've been a sales manager too, and I've trained a lot of salespeople, men and women, and young and older.
Mm-hmm.
And one
mm-hmm.
of the things that I've noticed is there are people who are just off the charts at customer service, but they can't close. You got to find that out mm-hmm. too early, don't you, Jennifer?
Absolutely. And assessments, like you asked about assessments, I don't think they're definitely for hiring and pre-hire, but they're so valuable as you onboard them and then manage them and know what to train them in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I might have to train somebody in how to close, but I might have to teach someone else better, maybe
right.
more about how to prospect. So assessments are just valuable data. Right now there's a phrase in HR called people analytics, and it's,
mm-hmm.
I think they just reactivate old ideas, but put a new title on it. So people analytics is
good.
The hot button these days.
So, folks, this is the kind of stuff you're going to get in their podcast. Suzanne, I need you to tell us how to find it.
It's www.saleshiringstraighttalk.com.
Saleshiringstraighttalk.com. Pretty intuitive, folks. Check it out. And as I say, this is the kind of smart stuff you're going to get. It will help you, as you can tell. 20 after, right back with Suzanne Paling and Jennifer Leek. We're going to talk some more about this after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.